You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. I don't know where you at, but I'm glad that you're here. This is halftime of the show, or at least I should say this is the start of the third quarter. I rock, I roll for 4 hours. I get started every weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's joining us live from New York City. And you, yeah, you, everybody listening, listen to me very carefully. This is going to be important in a few minutes. I am broadcasting all over North America. That's the United States and Canada. There are plenty of people who listen overseas as well. Overseas, on the other side of the Pacific, on the other side of the Atlantic, all over the country. You can listen on the free Odyssey app, your local affiliate, SiriusXM channel 158, a smart speaker. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com. You can do whatever you want to do to listen. Listen to me very carefully, and this will make sense in a second. We broadcast everywhere. 855-212-4CBS. Why am I putting an emphasis on everywhere? Because right before we went to break, and we will talk to this individual momentarily, there is a national news story in the world of sports that has been picked up, which has nothing to do with an actual sporting event. This has to do with an announcer that you have probably never heard of in your life. His name is Kevin Brown. He just got a full-time job with the Baltimore Orioles last year en masse in the Mid-Atlantic Sports Network last season. An anonymous guy. I knew one Kevin Brown, and he was a pitcher. And now I know this one. Getting attention for all the wrong reasons. This man has basically been, the Orioles say, we haven't suspended him. And we'll play part of the clip because I ain't playing a whole thing. But this man got suspended for saying this en masse. And listen to this.
This has been maybe the toughest ballpark to play in. But the Orioles have a chance to do something special today. They've already clinched at least a split in the series, winning two of the first three. And they could pick up a series win behind Tyler Wells today. It's been a minute. The Orioles split a two-gamer with the Rays in June. They had lost their last 15 series here at Tropicana Field. You have to go back to when our now colleague Brad Brock picked up the win in the series finale, June 20.
That's the worst thing that he said, and they put him in mothballs. He has not been seen on television since July 26th. Please, somebody tell me what he said that was so wrong. Did he call a woman out of their name? Did he use racist language? Did he go too far with some type of sexual innuendo? Or what did he say? Nothing. The Orioles are too sensitive. And reputable journalists who cover sports media have said, yeah, the Orioles put him away. The Orioles put out a statement basically saying, we don't comment on employment decisions. They then continued on and said, Kevin will be back with us in the near future. What? The Orioles have been destroyed about this. The Orioles, who are actually playing good baseball right now, they got 70 wins. This is garnering national attention. This has been picked up on websites that have nothing to do with sports. And then you got the Michael Kays of the world, and you have the Gary Cohens of the world from the New York Mets, who are basically, you know, crapping on the Orioles for this decision. I want you to hear Gary Cohen from SNY, not the first one, but the second one. He pretty much got right to the point on how he feels about the Orioles. Let's listen to clip 18.
Let me just say one thing to Baltimore Orioles management. You draped yourself in humiliation when you fired John Miller, and you're doing it again. And if you don't want Kevin Brown, there are 29 other teams who do. It's a horrendous decision by the Orioles. I don't know what they were thinking, but they've gotten exactly the reaction that they deserve. And it's just a shame because the Orioles are playing so well, and now they've diverted attention from that.
Facts, all facts. It's like if I sat here on the radio and I said, oh, my God, What would be something I could say that would be an equivalent? That's like if I sat here on the radio and said, hey, guess what? The Yankees offense sucks right now. They're trash. And I got suspended for a week. That is literally kind of what this guy just said. He told the truth, and they gave him the boot. And so right before we went to break, I was on the phone lines, 855-212-4CBS, and I spoke to an individual by the name of Robert from Annapolis. He said, this is not the biggest story for the Orioles. And I'm like, oh, what are we talking about? And so in order to try and understand his perspective, because he wanted to rush through it last time, let's talk to Robert, who is here from Annapolis, Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. And so, Robert, after hearing what I said and also hearing what Gary Cohen had to say, how is this not the largest story surrounding the Orioles?
It's not the largest, the biggest story about the Orioles. The biggest story about the Orioles has been their play on the field and how they have evolved from the worst team, one of the worst teams in baseball just two seasons ago for an extended period of time, to where they are now. This is just, it doesn't bother me in the least. I mean, I'm sorry the man's been mistreated.
Well, Robert, wait. We're not talking about... No, wait.
There you go. There you
you're
go.
Damn right. Here I go.
There you go.
We're not talking about you. When you think about... And you can live in where you're at in Annapolis, and you can live in the Baltimore area. The fact is, when you think outside of you, when you think about what is garnering coverage, the Orioles, what should be the biggest story is what you just said. The reality of it is it's not. When you have national media picking up this story and you have less sports media talking about the Orioles, it's not a matter of debate. This story with Kevin Brown has garnered more attention than anything that the Orioles have done this season on a baseball field. You can feel that the Orioles and what they've done deserves more attention, but it hasn't.
I disagree with what you're saying.
So let me ask you, what are you disagreeing with me?
We're in mid-August, and you're going to have this one story supersede everything the Orioles have accomplished on the field for the whole season.
It has, Robert.
To you.
No, not to me. Let me ask you a question, Rob. No, wait, Robert. What, in the course of a day, what are you reading? What are you watching?
I listen to sports. I'm retired. I spend time with my granddaughters.
I didn't ask you that. I asked you, what are you reading? What are you watching?
I did go on the ESPN, and I read about the fight between the Guardian and the White Sox guy. I did read that story. I didn't hear anything about that.
I didn't ask you an explanation. ESPN is one thing. What do you read? What do you watch? What do you consume?
I consume the weather. I consume sports. Let me stop you there.
Okay, I'll stop you there. I'm sitting here. And as you pointed out last hour, because you tried to rush through the call, you said, I'm sitting here for 4 hours talking about sports. So you wanted to get your point in because you would only have a minute. At this point, you have had approximately about 4 minutes total. Now, knowing what I know, and this is not just about me, because I'm not drawing a conclusion based on my opinion. I'm telling you what happens to be fact. I look at the news all day long, and not just on ESPN. I look at the national news, I look at the local news, I look at the AP news, I look at TMZ news, I look at Fox, I look at CBS, I look at the Daily Mail, I look at news overseas. I look at everything. I look at social media. I look at traditional news. I look at streaming news. I look at everything, Robert. And you're so in this the is news. Not a matter. Oh, be quiet.
You're in the
be
news.
Quiet. Hey, be quiet. This is what I do for a living.
I got that.
And
I
what I'm telling you, hey, stop. What I'm telling you is the majority of America, the majority of people listening to my voice right now, know more and have heard more. This is a fact. They have heard more about this story than they've heard anything surrounding the Orioles this year. That's not my opinion. That's a fact.
I don't know where you get that as a fact, J.R. I don't know how you can establish that as a fact.
Hey, Robert, I just told you. When
okay,
you consume as much information as I do in various sources, then come back and talk to me. Hey, where are you getting your information from? Well, I'm hanging out with my granddaughter. I'm retired. I ain't going to talk to the wall all day.
J.R., so just to verify, what you don't need me to do this, but I have to say it anyway. Like, to your point, if you go to ESPN, Big Lead, Awful Announcing, they're all going to have this. And they have, to some degree, published how well the Orioles have exceeded all expectations, especially when you consider and factor in their payroll. But you can't tell me, when you go to Fox News, that everything about the Orioles is headlined all over their outlet. That is the case today with Kevin Brown. And actually, if you go to Fox News right now, it's other announcers' reaction to how he has been treated by the organization. There is no question that this story about Kevin Brown is the biggest story involving the Orioles this year in terms of mainstream society. That's not to say that in Baltimore, the Orioles have not been discussed to great lengths, but in terms of national, you know, in national composition, there is no denying the gravity of this situation. And JR, how many people nationally, honestly, I know you know this guy. How many people can tell you about Gunnar Henderson?
Nobody.
Okay.
Nobody. How about this? How about the majority of people in America can't tell you about a damn person on the Orioles? That's a fact. That's a fact, okay? That's just a fact. The most famous individual today associated with the Orioles, especially from a national perspective, which happens to be the majority of America, is the announcer that nobody ever heard of. How about this? If you hear my voice right now and you get up in the morning and you're going to watch Good Morning America, Good Morning America and Michael Strahan, if he's not on vacation, they're going to talk about this in the morning. NBC will talk about it. If you want to know kind of the pulse, and I know people have their varying opinions on the media. It's the mainstream media. It's the underground. It's not the truth. People are living in a silo. When you got Fox News and Awful Announcing and Good Morning America and the Today Show and The View, if they're not on vacation, they'll probably talk about this tomorrow. When you start permeating into every area of media, when you go from Reddit, this is something. When you go from Reddit, this is a story that started off as a thread on Reddit where people are going, well, where the hell is this guy? When you're going from Reddit to Good Morning America, you are hitting every touch point. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Tony is here from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Tony?
Hey, JR, how you doing? First time caller.
Thank you. What's up?
Hey, I got to touch on this Kevin Brown thing. I'm really just going to echo what everybody else has been saying to yourself. But, yeah, I saw it, listened to it. The man said absolutely nothing wrong. I can tell you here, most of the fan base has been fed up with the Angelos ownership for a very long time, hoping that the Suns, when he took over, things would change, and you're not seeing it. It just sucks because it's taken away from how well the Orioles are actually doing this year and how they've turned the team around. A lot of this just stinks. I've been around for a while, and we had John Miller, one of the best, and they got rid of him. So I don't know what else to say. I'm sitting here on hold listening and just scrolling through Facebook, and I've come across 3 or 4 posts, and people are just talking about the Kevin Brown thing. So it is a very huge story here in Baltimore. I can tell you that for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. It's big. But my point to the guy, whatever his name was from before, is that, hey, the country is talking about this announcer. There hasn't been this much attention granted to the Orioles all season long. And to Gary Cohen's point from the New York Mets, that's a damn shame. Hey, Tony, thank you for calling from Maryland, man. You be well.
You too. Thank you.
No doubt about it. Let's go to Eric. He's calling from Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, thanks, JR, for taking my call.
Sure, man. What's up?
Hey, I think the biggest story that was, and I emphasize the words was, for the Orioles is that they're winning with their farm team players, which is pretty rare, and a lot of people around the country know it as the Oreo way. So, you know, if my Rangers weren't going to win it, I was going to root for the Orioles. But after all this, I just can't bring myself to do it. In fact, it'd be like one of our announcers saying, hey, you know what? Since Nolan Ryan went to the Houston Astros, the Astros have been spanking us every single year. But you know what? This year we got their number. I'd be clapping for that.
Yeah, well, they feel different up in Baltimore. At least the owner does.
Yeah. All right, Jerry. Have a good night. Thanks for taking my call.
You too, Eric. Dustin is calling from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, Jerry?
Good.
Well, I just want to say I got two parts. One, I totally agree with you on the Baltimore Orioles announcer situation. I mean, where does it end? We got to eventually let some things go, pick our battles. But on another hand, I feel like you were totally rude to that other caller, man. And I listen almost every night, and it seems like about every other night you're just telling callers to be quiet. You know, your accolades are great, but don't you feel like you'd get a daytime show if you started treating your customers a little bit better, your callers a little bit better?
Well, Dustin, no, because actually this show that you're listening to right now has much more clearance than a whole lot of other shows. So this is actually a prime spot, Dustin.
I mean, if you got a 5 o'clock offer, you wouldn't turn it down.
You want me to educate you on the business? You understand what clearance means?
I mean, I understand with clearance, you got more, you can do more of what you want. Like,
it's all about you.
I get that. You know,
no,
what
that's
I mean?
Not what that means. Clearance means that I broadcast on a crap ton of stations all over the country with larger listenership. This is actually prime time. This is the ideal spot.
So does Hot Take Hickey and the rest of them during a way wider market.
I think you should Google what clearance means. And
I mean, we're not talking about clearance here.
No,
we're talking about daily average viewers.
You know,
you're saying
Dustin,
your daily average viewers
Well, Dustin, hold on. Listen to me. When we get off the radio, or when you let go or I let you go, Google clearance. And then what I also want you to listen to is that I also broadcast on New York City.
You're doing the same thing to me that you did to that caller I'm talking about. We're not talking about clearance. I mean, if you just want, your job is solely about clearance.
Well, hold on. Wait. I didn't tell you to shut up, so I guess I was less rude. I told you to wait. Are you waiting, Dustin?
Yeah, I'm waiting.
Okay. Clearance is how many stations take the show and pick the show up. This show has more of it than any place else. So when we get off, you look that up. The second thing you should do is go to see where I broadcast when I'm not here, which is in New York. And so here's another piece of advice, Dustin.
Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead and knock yourself out.
Okay, so I understand the clearance thing. So would you rather have 13 radio stations in Arkansas or one in L.A. playing you? Because I'm talking about daily
Dustin,
if you're saying
Dustin,
you got more daily average
Dustin,
listeners,
Dustin, listen, Houston.
I understand you don't.
Listen,
my point is
you don't
favorable
oh, my
to you.
God. Yeah, shut up. Now I told you, too, because you don't. Houston, San Diego, Baltimore, Seattle, Las Vegas. I do New York on Saturday, Florida, here in Atlanta, Baltimore, D.C., Detroit, Chicago. Boston comes on. Yeah, Boston. What's up, Boston? Toronto, Canada, Vancouver. Hey, Shep, did I miss any other major cities?
We picked up a big one, Austin, Texas.
Oh, yeah, Austin, Texas. We got San Antonio, Las Vegas. Miami. On to Miami. I think, hey, Dustin. Dustin? Well, what happened? Oh, Shep, what happened? Where'd he go? What happened?
Dustin was so busy, you know, interrupting. Finally, he gets a shot where we want to hear him, and he's nowhere to be found. Come on, Dustin, you're better than this.
Come on, Dustin. Oh, a few 5 p.m. No, man, this is prime time, brother. What are you talking about? And he's still on, but he won't say anything.
You know what I would be? You know what I would be curious about?
What?
Not to completely, you know, use this as a launching pad, but I would be curious. Have you ever thought about doing a simulcast for your nighttime show?
Oh, do people see my face?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not? Right?
No, but in all seriousness, right. because you're so good in that medium as well.
Well, that's why I started in video.
Right. I am kind of surprised that there's not more of that from you, because I think there's an even wider audience you could capture in hitting on that medium as well.
Oh, touche. Oh, set up a camera in a studio.
Well, listen, if it were up to me, I mean, I can certainly pitch to CBS Sports Network. I mean, I mean, like, they can't take you for an hour? Seriously.
I think digital is the, I think digital would be the.
Gotcha.
Digital would be the move, I think.
Gotcha.
I think digital would be the move. It's just crazy. I'm being rude. Man, I just tell the truth. You damn right I'm going to tell somebody to be quiet when they don't shut up, Dustin. Okay? It's simple. I'm not rude to anybody. You got to be out of line. The guy who called up, whatever his name was from Annapolis, I told him to be quiet because he ran away like a runaway train. I'm trying to talk to him, and he's trying to over-talk, and I'm like, yo, relax. You got to get there before I tell you. And then you got this guy. One guy is just like, oh, this is not the biggest Oreo story. Oh, my God, this is not the biggest Oreo story in the country. And then another guy is calling me, telling me about radio clearance.
I think some people, they get really excited when they get on with you for the first few times because they understand they're on national radio.
Right.
You happen to take more calls than pretty much any other host.
Anybody.
So I think people get really amped up when they get on with you and they just go, not understanding that they're not letting you finish. I just think they're so, just out of exuberance. But I think Dustin, I think he gets it now. That's my hunch. I believe in him. Yes.
He's telling me about clearance, and then he's still trying to tell me about clearance. And I'm trying to tell him about clearance. Is he still here?
I think I have faith. Yes.
I don't know. Dustin from Michigan, are you still here?
JR been here the whole time. You said I'm not talking. You put me on hold.
I called your name, and you said nothing.
I was talking the whole time. I was on hold. You had me on hold still.
No, you're not. But you're back now. What's up?
I'm just saying. The clearance. I didn't bring up clearance. Who mentioned clearance?
Okay, hold on a second. Oh my God. Hey, Shep. Hold on a second. Dustin, you can hear me, right?
I can hear you.
Okay, hold on one second.
I'm asking you. You're
okay, no,
you
I'm answering
more
you.
Daily
I'm
listeners
answering you.
Than any other CBS sports
I'm answering
show.
You.
Not with cities.
I did bring up clearance.
No one's
when
talking
you
about
mentioned,
clearance. No one's talking about
when
clearance.
You, oh, my God, you are. This is what you are,
did
but you don't realize.
Ask about
what a dumbass this guy is.
Oh,
I don't know what he does for work. That's like if he mops the floor for a living, that's like me going to his job telling him, hey, man, you missed a spot. Like, I've been mopping these floors for 30 years. You going to tell me about mopping a floor? This man is calling me, asking me about listenership and time slot. And I'm responding him, trying to explain to him that I have more clearance. And he's like, I didn't bring up clearance. You brought up clearance. Oh, my God.
Who's on first?
I don't know. The guy, the band on stage.
Who's on first? What's on second? I don't know who's on third. Why is on shortstop?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's
and
where
his equivalent was, hey, did you be on 13 Arkansas or 1 L.A.? What?
You know, the shame of it is, Dustin's bringing some good facts up. He's just not allowing someone who has more experience in this space to talk, and he's not listening.
Yeah, well, welcome to the world, right? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. He must be related to those the Orioles owners. And now I'm being a jackass. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I love your show. Love listening to you on a regular basis.
Thanks for taking my call, man. I really like your show, dog. It's a great show that we listen to up here whenever we get the chance.
Man, let me say, I love your show, man. I live in Brookhaven, Georgia, right? And I'm a truck driver. You make my night every night that you're on the air. I want to say that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. I didn't know Kevin Brown, who nobody knew, I don't know, 5 hours ago, becoming national news would evoke so much emotion from people all over the country about me. I'm just a guy telling the truth. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Isaac is calling from Baltimore, home of the Orioles, home of the controversy. Isaac, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, I love the show. I never called you, but I've been listening for a long time. Let me slowly fill you in on some of the inside info as a Baltimore fan. Growing up listening to John Miller and Joe Angel, and getting angry, the Angeloses are the most Bush League-type owners. I don't even know who to compare them to. They're an anti-fund organization. You remember Adam Jones with the cream pies back in the day in 2014, 2016?
Yeah, before they didn't want to pay him, yeah.
Well, you know, this is a game of entertainment. We're coming to watch, you know, and enjoy and have a fun night out. The fans love that kind of stuff. Banned it. They banned it, okay? I want you to also know that they fired the PA announcer, I think during the year of COVID. You may look this up, but he made some comment on Facebook or something, and they dug it out, and they fling the guy out of the organization. That was the PA announcer. I don't know if you even heard that story. You're talking about a total Bush League anti-fun organization, and I'm a longtime Orioles fan. I grew up with Cal. I grew up with Eddie Murray. You know, I'm 46. And, you know, I'd rather have Eli Jacobs in the late 90s.
Have you heard of James Dolan, New York Knicks? New York Ranger, heard of that guy?
I read that post. I read the post. I read those stories. He's got that same thing, but he comes to the games. I mean, no one sees the Angeloses around. I mean, you can't cross James Dolan's path. I've read those stories.
But, what's worse? The guy who sits front row and kicks the fan. He kicked Charles Oakley out the game. He's kicking fans out of the game. And like, I guess we can figure out which one is worse. They're both equally bad, but there's no winning with either, I guess.
They're both equally bad. I agree with that. But this has been going on since the late 90s. Listen, 92 when they built Camden Yards. I mean, the Angeloses, over the years, they've banned people from bringing, like, peanuts in. I could tell you, no, I'm not going to take more of your time, but, like, they're just Bush League, low class. They're anti-fun. You know, this is the same team that gave Chris Davis how much money? $130 million or something?
To create hurricanes, yeah. We know.
To create hurricanes. Right. They're benefiting from Mike Elias' genius right now. And to do this to what they did to Kevin Brown, that is so classless.
I'll tell you this, Isaac. I can't wait until the people on the baseball operations get asked this question from the media. And then we can find out how much of a joke they are. We'll see.
They won't have an answer because they're going to be embarrassed to talk. They'll give some corporate legal answer because they're lawyers. The Angeloses are an old.
No, I ain't I'm talking about the baseball. I'm talking about the players, the managers. But we'll see if that even gets to that point. I appreciate you for calling from Baltimore, man.
Thank you.
No doubt about it. Yeah, I can understand being miserable. Don is calling from Boston. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, what's going on?
I'm cooling, man. How you?
Good, thanks. Hey, listen, I'm on my ride back from the airport back to the Cape listening to you on EI. I just want to tell you, keep up the good work. And as my grandfather says, it's mind over matter. You don't mind and they don't matter. So anybody's got any negativity, they can keep it. We love you here. I count down the minutes till I can tune you in. So I just want to pass that along to you.
Oh, well, thank you, Don. Listen, man, I sleep well at night. I ain't got no problems. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, too. Thanks so much, JR.
All right, much love, Don from Boston. How about that? Hey, Shep, Boston is a big old city, ain't it?
It's pretty big, yes.
Yeah, big city. Hey, yeah. Yeah. Show broadcast in Boston, sure do. Oh, hey. Oh, well, let me not be any people. I might make people upset if I talk about all the stations this broadcast from, so I'll stop, Shep. I'll stop. Hi, Chicago. Hi. Ron is calling from Cleveland. You're on CBS Sports Radio, another big city. What's up, Ron? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Good to talk to you again.
What's up?
You know, I was online earlier today. I saw the name Kevin Brown two or three places. Didn't even know what it was about. And then you mentioned it. And I was anxious to hear what he said that was controversial. And after listening to it, I still have no clue.
Nothing.
But at the same time, I know more about this than I know about the Orioles if I didn't happen to be a pretty good baseball fan. I mean,
yeah.
ESPN doesn't cover them because, you know, they're too busy covering the Yankees and the Red Sox on Sunday Night Baseball every week. So you make a good point. Baseball covers this, the Orioles, really poorly. Nobody cares about that. And this is the story. But honestly, can you tell me, you made a comparison to the Yankees if their announcer said that they're really sucking right now. I mean, what did he say? Maybe I glazed over it because I was waiting for something big.
He didn't say anything. That is what makes this, it's not hilarious because there's a human being who has to deal with this. He said nothing.
Are you familiar with Tom Hamilton, the Guardians play-by-play guy?
Oh, yeah, we played a call. Hey, Shep, how familiar are we with Tom Hamilton? Let's hear him. We're very familiar.
Hey, the diving Vaughn down the right field line, kicks into the corner. Ramirez on his way to second. Head first slide, safe, and in to score is Jimenez. And another hustle double right over the bag at first. Now Hosey and Anderson square off. Swinging! Down goes Anderson!
How familiar are we? There you go. We're very familiar.
Great one there. You know, I'm old enough to remember Down Goes Frazier by Howard Cosell.
Yeah.
But, you know, Hamilton, he says what he thinks. I mean, he's great. We love him. He has exciting calls. But if they're stinking out there, he says so. And there's not a problem. That's his job.
I think most fans appreciate that, but we still have owners all across professional sports who are so sensitive and they're concerned about the fans at home and the owners or the announcers might influence, you know, the purchases, et cetera. And like, this shows you how disconnected some of the owners and a lot of them, how far away they are from the consumer, that they know it all, that they have to dictate what happens to be the truth. Ron, thank you for calling from Cleveland, man. I appreciate you. Yeah, just tell the truth, man. People are so used to having things kind of spoon-fed to them, and it's ridiculous.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I just want to start off by saying you're one of the best in the game, man. I really enjoy listening to the show.
I love the show. I discovered it last year when there was actually no sports going on, and I'm loving it ever since.
I genuinely love your show. Your takes are great. I may not agree with all of them, but they're on point.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. You know, the only thing, and I'm going to get back to the phone lines in a second. The only story bigger, I think, nationally today, outside of Kevin Owens, or excuse me, not Kevin Owens. Shep, what's his name?
Jonathan.
Jonathan? Oh, no, not Simone.
Kevin Brown.
Kevin, see, we're mixing them up. There's so many guys with names.
They're both unknowns before today.
Simone Biles, Husband. See, husband. I don't want to call him the boyfriend. Husband. Good for him. Good for her, too. She's back. And Kevin Brown, the biggest story outside of Kevin Brown today. Shep, you heard about that, the fight in Montgomery at the dock, the boat dock?
Yeah, the unbelievable, horrific, and despicable behavior by a group of thugs. Yes, going after a guy for doing his job.
So if I saw the video correctly, like he unhooked the boat that he told them not to dock there, and they didn't move it, and so he moved it. And after arguing and yelling and seemingly getting upset and then calming things down, one of the guys, he rushed him and just hit him. And then he got jumped. And then a bunch of people came and helped him out. And it's a terrible thing. And this is going to be very racial about it. Is because the dock worker, the guy at the boat was black. And the guys who he removed the boat were white. And then so you got a bunch of white dudes beating up the black guy. And a bunch of black people came to save him. And then it just... This looked like a movie. This was just a very, very sad scene. There's a photo of a guy coming through with a folding chair. He whacked a lady in the head. And it's just, it shows society at its, I can't even be sarcastic. It shows society really at its worst, man. But that dominated the majority of the news, I'd say, today. That got picked up globally. Just that fight in Montgomery, Alabama. And I don't know if that's something that Montgomery wants to be known for. Shout outs to all my folks in Alabama, especially Montgomery. But yeah, that picked up, that got picked up all over the planet. That is everywhere. So between that and Kevin Brown, we've had a busy day. Busy day. 24 hours. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. George, calling from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call. Sure. I agree with Kevin Brown. He's just trying to do his job. But I do disagree that the most covered Orioles story, I feel like, was when they overtook the division in Tampa when Kevin Brown made that comment, though.
America doesn't keep up with Baltimore, brother.
I mean, that seemed pretty nationally covered, how they overtook the division.
Nationally covered by
2014.
What? Hey, George. George needs to go outside. 855-212-4CBS. I just told you, the majority of America can't name you one Orioles player. Today. The majority of America probably can't name you two or three.
JR, very quickly, if you ask non-Baltimore callers who Brandon Hyde is, and he's been there for 5 years now in that role, do you think they're going to know who that is?
No. I'm not going on a stretch. I don't think people would be able to name maybe even a manager.
I would
you
agree.
You think that's a stretch?
I don't think that's a stretch one bit whatsoever.
And
no.
So, I mean, yeah, people.
I mean, let's be honest. I mean, Cal Ripken, they don't have a Cal Ripken Jr. They don't have an Eddie Murray. They don't have a Jim Palmer. They don't have a Brooks Robinson. They don't even have Miguel Tejada. There's no franchise player there.
What can I tell you?
Right. I mean, Mike Mussina, even he was better than any pitcher they have.
Well, I mean, Mike Mussina, borderline Hall of Famer.
Well, I understand that. That's what I'm saying. They don't even have a borderline Hall of Famer.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't have Adam Jones anymore.
Well,
they don't have Machado anymore.
On a side note, that pitching might be what kind of slows them down, if anything slows them down.
Yeah.
855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Ted is here from Florida. What's up, Ted?
What's up, JR?
What's up?
So I'm kind of distraught, like all these guys, they don't understand how this show works. I mean, you're speaking the truth about how Baltimore is the biggest story is a commentator because nothing else is behind it. And I mean, in all honesty, what else is there? I get that they go through the farm system, there's nobody there, but you know, you do what you do and you speak the truth, and these guys are getting butthurt and they just want to argue for arguing sake.
Yeah, well, that's what I just told you about the fight in Montgomery. We got a lot of idiots out here, you know?
Yeah, that dude in Annapolis or wherever he was from. It was like trying to go at you over and over again. You kept him over the break and still had nothing to back it up.
Yeah, well. Well, people will be mad that I called people stupid, Ted. So here I go.
I mean, that's the show. If you don't back it up with facts, then what you got?
Yeah, nothing. I'll tell them so. Hey, if stupid people argue, I leave them. You know, a lot of times I do it for my own entertainment value, Ted. But
I mean, I'm a Braves fan. I don't have nothing to worry about here.
Yeah, listen, if Max can stick through the rest of the season and Spencer and the bullpen can hold up, I got no worries about the Braves, man.
I hear you.
I got none. All right, brother, you be well, okay?
You too. Thank you.
All right, talk to you soon. Yeah, call me back about them Braves. Yep. What's the biggest? Nobody talks about the Braves nationally either. Come on. I live here in Atlanta. Nobody talks about the Braves nationally. What's the biggest baseball story this year? Shohei. That's it. The Orioles? It's an announcer. Come on. How is the announcer getting put into the closet? Just putting him in the basement. How's that bigger than the baseball? It is, though. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.